Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 20th of November, 2011. It's the birthday of the novelist Don DeLillo, born in the Bronx, New York, 1936, who said, "I became a writer by living in New York and seeing and hearing and feeling all the great, amazing, and dangerous things the city endlessly assembles. And I also became a writer by avoiding serious commitment to anything else." Don DeLillo, whose 15th novel, Point Omega, came out in 2010, and 9 of his short stories earlier this fall in The Angel Esmeralda. It was on this date in 1820 a sperm whale attacked a whaling ship off the coast of South America, and the ship was the Essex out of Nantucket. The captain, George Pollard Jr., just 29 years old, the youngest man to ever command a whaling ship. The Essex was a pretty old ship and rather small. She was headed for the whaling grounds off the west coast of South America when she ran into a squall, lost her topgallant sail, and nearly sank. When they finally arrived near the Galapagos Islands, they found the grounds nearly fished out, so they struck out for a new whaling ground thousands of miles off the coast, much farther from land than whalers usually like to go hunting. On the morning of the 20th, they ran into a pod of sperm whales, harpooned a couple of them, and then found themselves face to face with an enormous whale who was behaving strangely. The whale rammed the ship repeatedly. The first mate, Owen Chase, later recounted, "I turned around and saw him about 100 rods directly ahead of us coming down with twice his ordinary speed, and it appeared with tenfold fury and vengeance in his aspect. The surf flew in all directions about him with a continual violent thrashing of his tail, his head about half out of the water, and in that way he came upon us and again struck the ship. The whale crushed the bow of the Essex and swam off, never to be seen again. The ship sank, and the crew set off in some of the small whale boats. They headed for South America. By the time they arrived at the Pitcairn Islands, some of them had died of thirst. Their food ran out. Some of them resorted to cannibalism. By the time they were rescued, many of them had lost their minds. But Owen Chase survived, wrote an account of the event. It came out in 1821. 20 years later, his son met another seaman, Herman Melville, gave Melville a copy of his father's book. Melville read it, and it inspired his book, Moby Dick. Here's a poem for today by June Bysshe, entitled Holy Ghost. The congregation sang off-key. The priest was rambling. The paint was peeling in the sacristy. A wayward pigeon, trapped in the church, flew wildly around for a while, and then flew toward a stained glass window, but it didn't look like reality. The ushers yawned, the dollar bills drifted lazily out of the collection baskets, and a child in the front row began to cry. Suddenly, the pigeon flew down low, swooping over the heads of the faithful, like the Holy Ghost descending at Pentecost. Everyone took it to be a sign. Everyone wants so badly to believe. You can survive anything if you know that someone is looking out for you. But the sky outside the stained glass window, doesn't it look like home?" Holy Ghost, a poem by June Bysshe, from Fatherless Woman, published by Cape Cod Literary Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vetter, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.